things are going pretty good, pretty busy.
You've been writing a lot of music, but one particular song is really standing out because, well, something special has happened in your life and it prompted you to write a song. Can you tell us about the special person and the special song here today?
Yeah, for sure. I guess I'll start at the beginning, if that works for you. So I met Isabel when we were both working at Copper Point Resort in Invermere. And I was a shuttle driver at the time, and she was a housekeeper. And then, so sometimes I'd help in the laundry department, and that's where I would mostly see her. And, you know, we just hit it off right away. We always had great conversations together, and I always noticed how pretty she was. And long story short, we began spending lots of time together, and we quickly became best friends, and we connected through things like music, which, of course, is of utmost importance to me, and the great outdoors and traveling and things like that. But our connection and our feelings for each other were definitely beginning to outgrow the bonds of friendship. And I decided I'd probably be a moron if I didn't take a chance and put my cards on the table. So one day we were out hiking in the wetlands and I heard a melody in my head. And later when we got back from our hike, I played it on my guitar. And she asked me if I thought that was going to be a song. And I said, you know what? Yeah, I think it is. And later that night, I put pen to paper, and the words just kind of came flowing out naturally, and I couldn't wait to play it for her. So I played the song for her, and I guess the simple version is the rest is history.
That's interesting, and there's always a place where a songwriter finds some peace of mind, and obviously for you, it was on that hike or walk out in the woods that day.
Yeah, we always connect when we're in the great outdoors together, so it was a special moment together, and it just, the melody kind of came to me.
Is there anything else you want to say about the song or any of the other music or projects you've done lately? I think the last time we spoke was three summers ago at the Invermere Music Fest, but how is the music scene in the Columbia Valley these days?
Well, of course, given the current world health situation, everything's kind of shut down as far as playing live. I hope it goes back to normal as soon as possible, because I'd love to get back out there and do more live shows again. But at the same time, it does give me a chance to put more emphasis on recording, and that song that I wrote, The Woman I Love, is going to be on my new album. And I really need to get busy and start working on that, because this is, you know, a couple years ago that I started writing for this CD now, and here we are 2 years later, and I still haven't recorded it, so.
But that's something that COVID-19 has done for people that are working on projects and that they don't have the time. In some cases, it's allowed that extra time. So we might get a real special CD coming out for you, never mind the song. Do you have a target time where you'd like to have that done, Big Eli?
I don't really have a target at this point, because I have clients that I'm working for to produce CDs for, and they're the ones that, you know, are more... They make more money, so I kind of need to focus on them at the moment, but I just basically work a little bit here, a little bit there on my CD when I get a chance.
Thank you for your time here this morning. Are you back to Copper Point once the weather warms up again, or is that just a seasonal position, or are you done there?
I haven't been there for a little while, but I did enjoy my time working there for sure, but I went out to the West Coast for a little while to do music and kind of got chased out by COVID, so... We came back to the Valley, which is where we kind of always wanted to end back up anyway, and we're making it work there.
Fiance now, so when's the wedding? Is that too quick to ask or not?
We don't have the date set yet. Again, we are not we're not really sure when exactly to have it, because we do want everybody there, and that's not really possible at the moment. So we're kind of biding our time and waiting to see what happens.
Had to drop that off on you. Going to roll in the song, and I'm going to let you go. Thank you, Big Eli, for your time here this morning. Greatly appreciate it. It's nice to talk with you again.
Okay, thanks, Dennis. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.